Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Romans chapter 11, verses 33 to 36. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable His judgments and His paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been His counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory for ever. Amen. What will be the first question you ask God when you get to heaven? Maybe you will want to ask about something that happened in the Bible. Lord, what really happened to the Ark of the Covenant? Or maybe you will want to ask about something from history. Lord, why did you allow those planes to crash into the Twin Towers? Perhaps your question for the Lord will be on a more personal level. Lord, why didn't you give Grandpa more years with us on earth before taking him home? Like so many other passages in Scripture, these words from Romans remind us that God knows infinitely more than we ever will. Thankfully, our God is many times smarter and more knowledgeable than we are. He sees the whole picture, while we often are left to wonder why He did this or allowed that. Often, we sinfully doubt God or question His will. We get frustrated and demand to know why He is doing what He is doing. As Christians, we do well to simply trust Him and know that His will, in the end, is always so much better than we could ever have thought or imagined. That is certainly the case with God's plan of salvation. From the beginning, God had a plan to save us from sin, death, and hell. It's a plan we maybe haven't always understood fully, but what a wonderful plan it was. In a nutshell, the plan was to send His only Son into this world and to sacrifice Him for a world full of sinners. That's not what we would have come up with. Our plan might have involved some way to try to earn our own way to heaven, a plan that could only end in failure and eternal condemnation. God's ways are so much higher than ours. He sent Jesus to be our Savior from sin and promised that through faith in Him we will receive eternal life in heaven. To Him be the glory forever. We will always have lots of questions in this life. We may at times wonder why God does what He does. One thing we need never question is God's love for us. He has proved it in sending Jesus. With hearts full of love for our Savior, we trust God to continue to do what He knows to be best for us. Dear Father in heaven, I am often full of questions. Thank you for planning my salvation through Jesus. Help me to trust in you and your will and to know that your plan is always good. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.